This is Wednesday, July 15th, and our morning prayer time. And I'm going to read Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or the sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angel nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The most popular scripture text to read at weddings is the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Now, this chapter describes love and the virtues of love in our lives. I remember being at a wedding ceremony once, and I heard the person officiating explain that the couple's marriage would survive, quote, as long as love lasts. But how long would the young couple feel love for each other? When would love pass? Would their marriage end then? And what, after all, is love? Now, in this section of Romans, the Apostle Paul describes the durable nature of God's love for us in Christ. That word love comes from the Greek language word meaning unconditional gift, a gift love. And Paul is encouraging Christians by saying that God's love will last forever. Nothing in our world can take it away or wash it away. Love is stronger than death, the writer of the Song of Solomon, Song of Songs, tells us at the end of his love story. It is more powerful than the grave. And of course, this is proved true in Jesus, who went to the cross out of love and then was raised to life. So here in these words, far from being defeated by the worst that life in our broken world can throw at us, whether it's famine or plague or violence or dementia, feel free to add the worst you can imagine to that list. We are told we are more than conquerors. But we are not more than conquerors on our own. We are more than conquerors through Him who has loved us. Now, there are many things you may be afraid of in this world, and I'm afraid of some of them too. We are not exempt from the sword or death or darkness or the plague. That's not what we're promised in this text. Those things are likely to come. What is promised is that God's love is with us no matter what. We can know that God is always for us, whatever may stand against us. Like Paul says here, we may even feel like we are facing death every day. And maybe it feels like that during the time of the virus. It's always at hand. But even then, God's love for us in Christ remains unwavering. How can we be more secure than that? Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.